Okay, I'll try to recap a little bit. It's been ready 2 weeks, so we left off right smack in the middle of a hard sugya, so I'll try to put things back to perspective. So we were discussing the Gemara in the beginning of the third preface of Sukkah, where the Gemara was discussing the possible source for mitzvah b'aveira, and a lot of it revolves around a pasuk that disqualifies a carbon that is stolen. The pasuk is a gozel, the pasuk screams out, you can't offer a carbon that was stolen. So the Gemara says, why not? So that if the owner was already misyayish on it, so wasn't the Gazan presumably kona it? And if the Gazan was kona it, what could possibly be wrong? So the Gemara says it must be mitzvah b'aveira. Okay, we have a lot to do in future sugyas to figure out what exactly all those assumptions were all about. But our part of the sugya for tonight is really just focusing on that one line, hakani b'yush. The Gemara said that the Gazan acquires it with yush, which basically is a bava kama statement, which is basically committing itself to saying that if Reuven steals something from Shimon, and Shimon gives up hope of ever getting it, so Reuven owns it. Now, it doesn't mean he owns it, doesn't have to pay back anything. He has to pay for the value of the item, what he stole, but in terms of the cheftz itself, he gets to keep it. So if that's what the Gemara is saying here, and so that's what it sounds like saying, hakani b'yush, and the Gemara is committing itself to that view that appears in the seventh parak of Bava Kama, that is in fact the case. And that was actually a big machlokes. Machlokes amarun. Is it really true? Is the Gazan really kani b'yush? Not kani b'yush. What is the din? So before we can understand the significance of our Gemara and understand the question in Bava Kama, Daf Samach Vav, whether in fact the Gazan is going to be Yush, we have to fill in a little bit of the ABCs, just what Yush is all about. Where did Yush come from in the first place? Why are we even talking about Yush? So the Gemara is very clear in Bava Kama, Samach Vav, that any discussion of Yush vis-a-vis Gezela has to start with Aveda. The only source that we possibly have for the parish of Yush altogether only emanates from Aveda. And then the technical question is, should we equate Gezela to Aveda? They're similar in the sense that in both cases, the object is no longer under the jurisdiction, under the domain of the original owner, that's true. On the other hand, there's a big difference between the two. One is Ben Peiros and the other, one is Bixuros and the other. In one case, the Gazan's a Russia, the Motius of Aveda is a nice guy. So there's a big difference between the two. So okay, we have to work out some of those details also a little bit later on. But if Yush is Kona B'Gazela, like Agamar seems to say, and some Amran did say that, then the source must be Aveda, which only pushes the question back. Well, how did Chazal know it by Aveda? Every sixth grader knows it. Elim Tzir Shalom, Elim Tzir. Of course, there's a little Yush by Aveda. Where did it come from? So at the end of the shiur 2 weeks ago, so we highlighted Shiva's Rashi. So Rashi, Bava Kama says, the source for the entire institution of Yush is based on a Gezeres HaKosov of Zuto Shalyam, the Shofenor, the Zuto Shalyam, the Sonor, Shal, all these wild cases where the Gemara tells us that if a river comes and overflows, the ocean comes, a tsunami comes, and takes the person's property downstream somewhere, so then there's no mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. You don't have to return the object. Why not? Gemara learns that a posuk, Ashe Toivad Bimenu, that's the kach nemar alocha. That's something which is avudu b'menu kalodim, something which is totally, completely lost, without any possibility of return. So there's no mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. So comes Rashi and says, "Huh? Why is there no mitzvah Shabbos Aveda? Matishtana zuto shiyam shalus sonar. Must be because the owner is misyayish from it. I, the guy screaming that he's not. Nah, he really is. Ah, he's screaming he's not. Nah, we assume he really is. That's what Rashi kept on telling us. That's what the Rishon kept on telling us." According to Rashi, that is the source. Everything in Masechet Sukkah, everything in Bava Kama Sefer Vav, everything is hinging upon that didn't talk to him about Metziyat HaChaveis, of Zuto Shoyam, Shofenor, that the Torah says you don't have to return it, it's a Raya Brew that Yush is going to. So we left off last year with a bomb kasha. I don't know whether we completely formulated the kasha, we started to formulate the kasha, I think we kind of left off with someone in the middle. So let's pick up from this kasha. A bomb kasha, again, Shita's Rashi. The timeline doesn't follow correctly. Because the Gemara says explicitly in the second parak of Bava Metzia that when it comes to a regular Aveda, Yush must precede the picking up of the Aveda. If Yush doesn't precede the picking up of the Aveda, the game's over. It's not going to work. So if I find something and you aren't Mishyayish yet, why weren't you Mishyayish? Because you don't even know about it. That's Yush Lamidas, Lo Havi Yush. We don't view your Yush as taking place retroactive. If, bottom line on the timeline, my picking up the Aveda preceded your Yush is meaningless, is worthless. Nevertheless, the Gemara says explicitly in the Sugya of Shofar Nahar that even though the fellow doesn't even know that there's a tsunami, he's out of town, 6,000 miles away, he doesn't even know that there was a river that took away all his property. It doesn't matter what the order of events is. Shut for nar, you don't have to return. According to Rashi, who says that Shafanar and Yush are identical to one another, how could it be that this most important critical component, they part ways? If you're going to tell me that Shafanar somehow exerts a cost of, don't ask any cash, there's nothing to do with Yush, it works with its own rules, its own world, so then it's not bound by the limitation of the timeline. But if you're going to tell me that Shafanar is the source for Yush, and Shafanar itself breaks the timeline rules, has the Yush following the Tilas Aveda, how are you talking? How could it be? How can the very basics, the very ABCs of Yush, how could Shafanah work based on the parish of Yush if everything is out of order? That's the question. That's the bomb kash, which is Rashi. So how would we begin to understand this? And again, we can't get to Sukkah, we can't get to Mavakam until we understand where this whole parish of Yush comes from. Rashi gave us a possibility, but we have some serious reservations here. So how would we attempt to be Miyashiv Shidus Rashi? What approach should we take to try to be Miyashiv Shidus Rashi to explain why Yush and Shofanar are really one and the same, and yet they part ways when it comes to the order of things? How would we conceptually begin to analyze Rashi? What's the first question we really have to ask ourselves? Whenever you want to know whether a certain condition applies or doesn't apply, whether this is an exception to the rule of that condition, you have to understand why that condition is true. Why is that true, by the way? Why are those facts true that Yush must precede the picking up of the Aveda? It's a Gemara. We can take a look again. Sent it in the Kamos. The Gemara of Chafala from the days, beginning of Elam Mitzios. The Gemara says, at the third line, V'af agav d'shamina d'miyayish l'sof lo have Yush. The Gemara says black on white that Yush post picking up the Aveda is garnished, is meaningless, is worthless. Why? Why? What's the problem? It was a very, very vague term. Yisurah Sliyadah, I'm not sure what that term means. What's the love of this? What's Pshat? So we have to understand why is that been true, and once we understand why that been is true, then we'll have an answer to Shittas Rashi. Have any ideas? Why should it be? Why is Yush critical to precede the Netilas Aveda? So there is a Ramban. I sent it on the Ramban Kamos. Those were able to see this Ramban on the Ramban Kamos. It's in the Mechamas Hashem. It was on the Yudal and the days in the Dapi Harif. It was sent somewhere along the way. Daf Yudal and Mabez. Hebrach wants to see everyone's eyes, but this is the entire Shia revolves around this one line. So I feel bad not to see it inside. You got it? And I found it. Okay, it's on Yudal and Mabez and Daf Yarif. It's in the Mohammed Hashem. It is before the wide lines. If you go up five lines, up from where the wide lines begin, the very end of the line, the Bishlam Hecha. Rabban says it in one line. The Bishlam Hecha Shenatla B'Teres Aveda. When I pick something up as an Aveda, to fulfill the bits of Hashem's Aveda. V'lom Anas L'Gozla. I wasn't playing on time. A nice guy. I wasn't playing on stealing it. Kodim Yush. However, the problem is, it was before Yush. The E'efshar L'Knos B'Yush. It is impossible for me to acquire a Yush. Why? Here's the punchline of the Ramban. Mipnei sheyado kiyad habaylim b'shem esachar shalahem hu. Hilkoch la'olam ena niknes b'yush ho v'yeshna b'shus habaylim. Atkan de Ramban. That's all we need. Ramban just gave you the answer. Gave you the punchline. Says the Ramban, let's highlight precisely what happens when a person picks up an Aveda. I'm walking in the street and I see something there that is potentially subject to the mitzvah of a Aveda. The owner doesn't even know that he lost it yet. He for sure wasn't Messiah yet. So what's happening exactly? From the minute that I see the Aveda, what mitzvah is Mutelus alai? Mitzvah Shavas Aveda. I go ahead and I pick up the Aveda. What has happened? Has anything changed? Anything happened? I picked it up. Very nice. So I'm one step closer to fulfilling the mitzvah. Torah says, right? I have to pick it up. I take it. I drush it. Also, has anything else happened in that moment when I pick it up?
Kona.
Well, what does that mean, I'm Kona? I'm not really Kona because God hasn't been Mitzvah yet. So I still, the Mishnah says about me,
Eilu Chai Lachim.
But end that all now.
The what?
You did an act of Kinyan, Yang Ba.
But it wasn't Kona because it still is.
So that's what you
think. But he wasn't. Lamaisi wasn't Mitzvah.
You're like a shomer.
Oh! So comes the Gemara in Baba Kama, in the sixth book, and says, there's a principle called the Shomer Aveidah. A fascinating concept. The Torah doesn't say it explicitly, but the Torah Shema Peh, somehow we understand that when the person picks up an Aveda, not only has he become a chuyev in the mitzvah, this ongoing mitzvah Shavas Aveda, something just happened to beat him up this. He just became a shomer. Now it's a very strange kind of a shmira, because usually a shomer requires a what? A mafkid. You need someone to give it to you. Here, the Parshah was a mafkid. The Parshah was watching out for the other fellow's Aveda. The Rav Shlomo appoints me to be a shomer. And everybody agrees to that. It's a chiddush gadol because the Gemara never explains how we know that. Just that's davar yadua, the Gemara says. That of course, if I have somebody else's property in my rishus, I've been a shomer. The only detail of the Gemara has is what kind of a shomer am I? The Gemara is not sure am I a shomer chiv or shomer socher. That's the only machlokes. I'm not getting paid. So the Gemara has a fascinating shot. Maybe I'm getting paid. What am I getting paid? I don't remember. Oh, proof to the Rav Yosef. What's my schar? While I'm picking up this aved, if someone knocks on my door and asks for tzedakah, I don't have to give the money. You know why? I say it's a part of a mitzvah. So I just saved $1. I just saved the pruta. Just saved my $18. So that's called the tila schar, and maybe even a shomer socher. So that's about choikas in the Gemara. But that's not relevant for us right now. But a shomer for sure I am. Comes the Ramban and says, it's that din shmira shavo that is the equal that prevents me from being kind of post yush. Why is that? Let's take a look at the Ramban again. What did the Ramban say? Because once I pick it up, I should not look at the survey, the Lomanas Lagos, the Kodim Yush. The Evshal Kodis of Yush. Why? So the first thing the Ramban says is that when I become a shomer for somebody, my hand is an extension of his hand. I'm working with him. I hit an appointment. The Rebbe Shlomo appointed me to work in his behalf. So my hand is like his hand. So it's almost as if it's still in whose rishos?
The Baal.
It's still in the Baal's rishos. Why? What's the chisarim? What's the Ramban saying? What's the chisarim? What does the Ramban seem to be saying?
His
yush only makes sense on what?
When it's not in your...
It's not rishos. What's the part? What does yush mean? Yush means I lost something. It's sitting out somewhere in the Rishis and Rabbim. It's sitting out in a field somewhere. I have no idea where it is. Ech, I'm never going to see it again. That's Yush. Here's my Gemara. It's sitting on my shtender. I'm looking at it. I'm Messiah from my Gemara. Kachal. You want to be Mafki or Gemara? That's something that's about Messiah. What do you mean Messiah? What kind of late Thomas says that? You're Messiah from something? Yush isn't typeface. The concept of Yush isn't typeface. Don't wish you so. So says the Ramban, That's a milstip shita. Yush isn't typhus on a davar shebishus. So the chiddush of the Ramban is that the halacha views the shomer aveda as being an extension of the bialim, yadok yad bialim, and therefore a pidin it's like a davar shebishus a bialim, and the male yush isn't going to work. That kind of a Ramban. So we identified the chisar. We understand the minyan. We understand what is preventing yush from being chal after it was picked up. No. What's the answer now? To the Zuta Shoyom Kasha, to the Shofenor Kasha. Why is the timeline not relevant by Shofenor?
It's almost definitional.
Right. But what happens the moment he loses it, the Yush is...
But he doesn't know about it. He's in China right now, and something got lost, Mississippi overflowed. So he has no
idea.
No. The Yush of affair doesn't work. We toss the Kabayi. The Yush of
Adas
Lavi.
It's down the ocean.
No, it's down the ocean, and now when I find it down the ocean, I pick it up. So the Gemara says, I'm allowed to keep it, even though the owner wasn't Messiah.
You didn't have the das when you picked it up to...
What does that mean?
You weren't fulfilling the mitzvah, so you never became a shomer.
So, in the Sefer Mishnah Siavitz, Rav Zsolti explains, the answer, the riddle to Rashi is very simple. It's based on this Ramban. Says the Mishnah Siavitz, what got this ball rolling? What's the engine that's driving your status of a shomer aveda? Who made you shomer aveda? I never want to be a Shomer. Who made me Shomer Veda? The Rebbe Shlom. By saying what did the Rebbe Shlom make me Shomer Veda? By the Rebbe Shlom saying, Hashem Teshivim Le'achicha. But the Rebbe Shlom appointing me as a Shomer Aveda because he was Mechayim, he was Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Shavas Aveda. It's the Mitzvah of Shavas Aveda that is the engine that's driving the din of Shomer Aveda, which in turn is driving the din of Yadaki at a Bailim, which in turn is driving the inability for the Bailim to miss Yayish. If you can nip the problem in the bud, if you can remove the Mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, then the whole, you remove the foundation, enough like said, when the whole edifice collapses.
And that's what should and then,
that's exactly what Shofenor is. Shofenor is a pointer for the Mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. Once it's a pointer for the Mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, Mamela is no Shavas Aveda, there's no Shavas Aveda, there's no Yodak at a Bailam, then there's no E-Club in years taking place. That was Mishnah Yavis breakthrough. That was a Gvaldik Ateret, but he wasn't the first one to think along these lines. We'll see in a moment where he got this idea from.
Is Nahor considered like being Konad, the item in itself, meaning that the Mitzias, that something gets lost in the place, that the location is sort of like Konad?
No, the location is the Chatzir can be Konad. That's a private Chatzir. There's no such thing as the general, the river owning thing. That doesn't happen. That doesn't exist. If I have a private river and someone falls into my river, then I can be Konad for the Chatzir. But if you have a place that's a Zutah Shayam, so no, public property, there's no such thing.
Why would he be able to own it when he picked it up if the Mishnah already decided Zuto Shalyam is Efker Mkatchila?
No, but so all Zuto Shalyam, he's not a Shomer. Zuto Shalyam is not a Shomer. Once there's no Mitzvah Shomer Sabedi, he's not a Shomer. Once it's not a Shomer, Yush can take place. That's the breakthrough of Mishnah Shomer.
But the implication would be is that he doesn't really have a kinyan on the object until he knows.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It's not his. You're right. He doesn't own it until after Yush, but he's not mechuyev to Shomer Aveda right away, and therefore he can. The process can go on. That's the point. Right? Very good. Excellent. The process can continue. Very good. So basically, this is so that ultimately what's preventing the entire ignoring the timeline is a throwback to the original sugya that we started to discuss last week. Let's go back to that Bava Kamma. Let's go back to Bava Kamma Da Samach Vava Min Aleph and read the Gemara very, very carefully. Samach Vava Min Aleph. In some Gemaras, I don't know whether it's in the one that you have, Samach Vava Min Aleph, the number is missing off the daf. Do you have it?
It's missing.
It's missing. For some reason, in some of the original text printings of the Gemara, they missed Samach Vav. So Daf Yomi had to learn Samach Vav also, even though it doesn't say Samach Vav. But I cannot tell you why, who made that mistake, but it was not rectified for many years. So on Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, let's take a look back at the Gemara that we read about Yush Amir Rabbanan. It's about a little more than halfway down. The first word line is Ad Shetzavo. Ad Shetzavo, a little bit more than halfway down. The end of the line, Yush Amir Rabbanan Denikinin. We know that Yush is Koine, by Gezeil, at least Rabbi knew that. We're not quite sure whether it's Deraisa or whether it's Derabbanan. Ideraisa, Midirava Motzi Aveda. If it's Deraisa, then it's based on Motzi Aveda. Motzi Aveda, Lav Kev de Miyash, Bine, Mara Minam, Akamates, the other Konele. Hainami Kev de Miyash, the other Konele. I'm a Koni. Oh, do we maybe know? Lodam, Ili Aveda. Aveda the chiasar the other beteros the other Aveda is different because he didn't do anything wrong. Hi, came the yisurus the other day. Maybe minatoros lack work. Maybe it's on a midrabbanan. That was Rabbi Sofek on Daf Samavav. Can we compare gezeil to Aveda? The only thing that's preventing us from the comparison is that quirk of yisurus the other day. Rabbi said, "What's the kashin this gemara?" There's a bomb kashin this gemara. Rabbi sitting in his yeshiva and deliberating upon this Nakuda, should we say Gezeil is kind of the same as Aveda or not? And if you could just kind of ignore those words, you don't think that's an important concern, then you're good to go.
There's no Hashem, you're not representing the...
Wait, that's going to be part of the answer. Give me a kasha first. You're already ahead of us. Give me a kasha. Rabbah thinks that, Gezeil, Aveda, what's the difference? If it works for Aveda, what's the difference? Wait, that's going to be part of the answer. That's be part of the answer. I want to hear the kasha first. How could the Gemara in its wildest dreams think that you can compare Gezeil to Aveda? By Aveda, what's the timeline?
Yush
first, and then Netila. By gezeila, by definition, what's the order? I'm not misyashim something until somebody steals it from me. So first he stole it from me, and then I realized the big guy stole my item. I can't get it back. Ah, misyashim. You got the order wrong. So how in the world could the Gemara even present the possibility of deriving gezeila from aveda if aveda gufa under those circumstances that's not going to work? By aveda, the order is critical. So every gezeila by definition fails us in terms of the order. What think about deriving us a cup with this technical detail? But gezeila is not the same as aveda, surah, hetera. That's not the important part, but the real characteristic the Gemara should have highlighted is that, wait a second, even by aveda, in this type of a scenario, wouldn't work.
Why can't you say Zaylu's like shut for the
So let's say it. That's going to be the answer. How are we going to say that?
Because the essence of shut for yam is that it's gone from his wishus.
But it's more than that. That's the mitzvah. But what did
there's no shmira.
There's no shmira. Why is there no shmira? Because there's no. Because there's no mitzvah hashav. Right, remember, what creates the shmira is the mitzvah hashavas aveda, right? No, so let's see if we can articulate this properly. By a gazlon, there's no mitzvah hashavas aveda, but there is a what?
Hashavas
zela.
Yeah.
So therefore, what?
Is it possible that will happen?
Let's see if we can highlight the nekuda. What is the difference in a Shavas Gzeila and a Shavas Aveda? Shavas
Aveda, he has some sort of responsibility on. He has a shmir. He has a responsibility on it. By the Eitzel Gzeila, he doesn't have a similar responsibility.
Okay, so comes the Ktsos and poses this challenge to the Gemara. Comes the Ktsos and says he doesn't understand the ABCs of the Gemara. How could the Gemara even potentially derive one from another? What happened to the order of things? Says the Ktsos, Ayin Ramban. In Mechamis, Bamitziah, Chavav, the Ramban we just read, that one same liner, says the Ktos, according to the Ramban, everything is Yushab. Why? Says the Ktos. The real reason for the order is simply because if it's out of order, then the fellow became a Shomer. Because the mitzvahs are Shomer, so they create Shemira. Guess what? A Gazer is Nishkin Shomer. A Gazer is not a Shomer. You can only become a Shomer of what? If you willingly, I want to become a Shomer. By Shavas Aveda, I'm doing the mitzvah of Torah. This is what I want to do. But God's been screaming, I don't want to return the subject. I'm trying to run away from the Beis Din. I'm not picking up something. He didn't move on to become a shomer for the other guy. I'm trying to steal from the other guy. What kind of shomer is the job? So wait, tell us, what kind of shomer is that? You're mechuyven hashavas hagazela, but the din of shomer don't apply. The din of shomer Aveda is by the parish of Aveda that tells Bechadish that you're a shomer. By a gazlan, you're not a shomer, you're a gazlan. Now it happens to be between you and me, being a gazlan is worse than being a shomer Aveda. Because the gazlan is chayav even by oinsin. So he's a million times, dollars and cents more responsible. But it's a different type of responsibility. It's a different partial gamri. It's not a shomer. And if a gazlan is not a shomer, then what principle cannot be applied to a gazlan? What rule? Yado ki ala bailam. And if so, then it's not yado ki ala bailam. So then it's not b'shus ha bailam. And the memela, what has the ability to kick in?
Yeah.
So basically, if you put together the ktsos and the mishnas yav, it's the same yisoid. About Gamri different things. The Mishnah Yavis is talking about Zuto Shoyom. The Ktsos is talking about Gezeila, but the common denominator then in both of those cases, we're lacking that critical component of Shomer Aveda, which is what gets the ball rolling of Yadu Ki Ara Baila, which is what prevents Yush. So they're different because they're talking about different cases, but the underlying premise is Mamash the same.
So essentially, when you are a Gazlan and you steal something, at the moment of the Gezeila, you have a Chiyuv of giving back kesef if something happens
right.
to it, or
well,
if
the
not,
item,
you
right,
can.
You give the item back.
But either way, that chiyuv of giving something back
right.
is
shomer.
But
it's not shomer.
And why is it not shomer? You're high the nonsense.
That's
so you're the same. And then
you're
the
right,
same.
You're worse. Well, it's a different chiyuv.
Fine, but you're.
Listen to that model of yadu ki ara bailam. What does that sound like? That's what's the classic? I'm a nice guy. you're a nice guy, I give you something, you're doing me a favor, you're watching something for me, you are taking over, you're representing me.
But has it?
So the Torah says about Shabbos Aveid, it's like a Kiddush. Because since the guy's doing what he's supposed to be doing, the guy's following the rules, and Rosh Hashanah, so I'm picking it up on behalf of the other fellow, I want to return it to the other fellow. I'm working for the other fellow, so that's Yadok Yad
Ba'al. But Al-Pidin, you have the same responsibility.
But doesn't, just because I'm Chayv, doesn't mean I'm Yadok Yad Ba'al. Let's say if I borrow $100 from you, I have to give you back $100. But that $100 is mine. I'm not a shomer, I'm not a guy, I'm nothing about the $100. I have a chiv to give you back $100. So Gazan is not quite that. Gazan, you have to give the item back itself. But that's a Chayv as a Shavit, not a Chayv as a Shmir. It's not the Parashah, it's a different Parashah. There's a text in the sixth
Parashah. Sort of like in the case of, I'm sorry, in case of Gzela that the Yehush doesn't kick in, what would be the problem? What would be the, then the whole discussion is not going to be there.
No, well, again, the if the person's not Messiah, then of course I have to give back the object. That's not an Ashayla. The only question is, if the fellow's Messiah, can I say now I get to keep the object?
Well, we assume that him, the moment he's in exile, he becomes...
No, not necessarily. No. That's a later machlokes in the Gemara. That is every Gzela Yehush or not? Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But even if we know for a fact it's Yehush, we're not even sure that Yehush works.
So every time a person lifts up something, there's a required das that he or those... It automatically kick in. Meaning, can a person pick it up on Sinai?
But a shomer, Aveda.
No, a person sees. Yeah, a person.
No, the Torah is b'shab. The Torah is b'shab to bel karcha. The Gemara has.
So once you touch an item, you're already you're koneh that item.
I don't know, but use the word koneh, you become a shomer Aveda. The Gemara says
there has to be a kinyan you can't be a shomer. So you don't
right,
have a
kinyan. Right. That you become a shomer Aveda only when you actually pick it. You're correct. Right?
So the chiv's on the chefsa, not on the person.
I don't know. The Gemara, the sixth pekah of a kama, raises the question: how come one day it says he becomes a shomer sachar? So the popular reason the Gemara says is because of. Because of the Rav Yosef, because Osik Bitzur, because he's getting paid, quote unquote, like we said before. But the Gemara quotes another lashon. The Gemara has a strange line. It's a very, very strange line. The Gemara has a line that says that because the Torah is mishabed him, so the Torah makes him the highest possible level.
Ex-Kharmitza.
We're not sure what that line means. If you take a quick look. If you take a look at the sixth record of a Kama. Very, very striking line. It's on that Mimvav on the days. The Gemara says that four lines on the bottom, five lines on the bottom. Shomer Aveda, Rabba Amak Kishama Chinim Dami, Rabbi Yosef Kishama Sacha Dami, Rabba Amak Kishama Chinim Dami, Maya No Kamamati Lei. So that's like the standard approach. There are those who say, Rav Yosef Amar Kishama Socha Domi, Kevin Drachaman Shabdiv Yakorche, Huka Kishama Socha Domi. Very hard line to understand what that line means. Not sure. Back to that story. Anyway, back to this. So we have a mahalach from the Ktzos to explain away the Gezela phenomenon, how Gezela Yish may work for Gezela. We have a line, we have a mahalach from the Mishas Yavis to explain away why Zuta Shoyom could work even in case where Yish fails us. And the common denominator between both children is they're all relying on the Ramban. So the Ramban is mamash, this is the linchpin, this is it. If the Ramban falls, everything falls. So here the Ktzos makes an about face. The Ktzos is the biggest fan of this Ramban. He's the one. Before the Ktzos, most people wouldn't have even known there was this one half a line in Ramban, Taktu Adam Muhammad, and the second Brechim of Mitzia. The Ktzos discovered and made this Ramban famous. But not only did the Ktzos make the Ramban famous, he had a serious, serious reservation in this Ramban also. He had a serious, serious problem. He raised this red flag on this Ramban. He says the Ktzos are going to challenge the Ramban. Yush doesn't work on a Dabashi B'Shuso. Really? Is that true? If something is halachically vishusi, so Yush isn't Toface? Is that true? It says it does have a raya brewer against the Rabbah. Famous Gemara in the second Megabah Mitzvah. The Gemara says that a person loses money in shul. So technically speaking, if somebody finds money in shul, they don't have to return it to the owner. Why? Because money is something that doesn't have a sibin. Shuls, people are running around there. As soon as I realize that I lost the money, I'll give him a CIS right away. How do I know that? How do we even know that I know that I lost the money? That's what the Gemara has the famous line, right? Adam Asoi, Mashush Bekisa Kol Shah. Person always touches the wallet. Oh, yeah, a person always knows whether they lost the money or not. So the Gemara says that if you find find a couple of pennies in shul, a couple of dollars in shul, you can assume it's yours. Very shi Gemara, second parak in Bava Tzia. Comes the Ketzos and says, who owns a shul? Who's the monetary owner in a shul?
Tzibor.
What?
The Tzibor.
So the Ketzos claims, yeah, the Gemara, he claims based on the Gemara Beseches Nedarim, that the mumminess bailam of a shul are the members of the shul. I don't know what that means, members of good standing, not a good standing. You know, two and a half hours left to the deadline, doesn't want to pay membership dues, but you know, I mean, basically, whoever's the shukfit of the shul, whoever pays the members of the shul, those are the members of the shul, those are the owners of the shul. Indeed, in mumminess, says the Ketzos, those are the members of the, those are the owners of the shul. No, what's the kasha?
Give me yash. Does that mean yash?
How do I give me yash? I'm a member of the shul. I come in and I drop a couple of pennies in the shul. And I walk out. I come home and I say, oh my goodness, it touched my wallet. Oh yeah, yeah, nah. Forget it, I'm never going to get that money back. And they'll sit in on a yash. How could the Gemara say the yush takes effect? What? It's in my rishos.
It's a different kind of rishos.
It's in my backyard. The shul's mine. I own part. I'm a shufin.
Still makom tzibur.
Wait, you already emptying the tzibur, it's terrible. But let's just appreciate the Ketzos cash. So the Ketzos, you know, kedarka b'kodesh, oimeka havana, the Ketzos looked at the whole world in very, very distinct halachic categories, the nimomenes categories. A shul is reshus ha-members, and if the Gemara says that yush could take place in reshus ha-members, the raya that yush could take place in reshus ha-bailam. And obozoi that could take place in reshus ha-bailam, and the whole ma'al of the Ramban, of Yodo Kiyat HaBailim, the whole beer of the Ramban, which is ultimately what the Ketzos himself discovered to solve the Gezeilah problem, and Mishas Yavetz 30 years later used to solve the Zutah Shem. Everything is hinging upon the truth of the Ramban, and the Ramban's against the Beferi Shigemar. That's the Ketzos' formulation of Kasha. Now again, the Kasha is only as true as the assumption of his Kasha. He's assuming that a shul is Momen Ha. Shusvin. There are others who disagree with that Ramban. There's a Sefer Aguda, the Rishonim Sefer Aguda, who seems to say that a shul is not Mamana Shutfin at all.
Even a Shutfin, his partnership, his ownership in the piece is just not enough to be able to be kona what.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's why the Ketzos looked at it. Mamashu Ketzos didn't buy any of these kunzim. Tachlis, the Ketzos has one kasha. So he's sitting on the dintara. He wants to know who has the title on the shul. The answer is, if you're on the membership list, you are an owner of the shul. If you're an owner of the shul, then it's b'shuscha. If it's b'shuscha, according to Rabban, you should work.
Ownership that has no mamashut.
He says it's real mamashut.
So even if you have a small, according to Ketzos, even if you have a small portion of that ownership of that property,
it's b'shuscha. That's b'shuscha. It's not
dilutional. That's
what would the din be? Let's say it's two people. Let's say this. Let's say me and Henry own a property together, and I lose something in that property, and I'm a siyash. Would you say the yush works? It's b'shusi.
Because maybe you could say he's on the other person's.
No, there is no other. We own the b'shusfas. Everything it's all together. What's the difference? Owned by two people or owned by 500 members? So conceptually, there's no difference.
But in general, one of the characteristics of ownership is that you have the ability to dispose of it. You don't have any ability to dispose of your share of the shul.
But it's the same as any other ownership. There are a lot of ownership that's not so easy to dispose of.
Not easy, but here it's conceptually impossible. You haven't gained a chelek of a shul.
So people are saying is that you don't like the Ketzos' model that a shul is mamon shul. You think a shul is like the Aguda. You know what the Aguda says? Not the Aguda, as in the Aguda, but as in the same Aguda. The Aguda says, you know who owns a shul? You know what the correct model for an ownership of a shul is? Not Mamon HaShutfin, but rather Mamon. We have a model in Halacha. Mamon Hekdesh. The Beis HaMikdash owns things. Who owns the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash owns it. The Gizbar is the one who's in charge to fulfill the duties of the Shul. But Lamaisa, the ownership is a Mabon Hekdesh.
But ownership means can also, I view the Ketzos' issue differently. Ownership means you have control of what happens there. If you have no say in how, for example, if they throw out your trash and you don't want your trash to throw out, you have no say in how it's going to be operated.
Okay,
there's shutfus in ownership that's koneh, and the shutfus that you're not koneh, but you have hanah from it.
So the ketzos has his right from Gemara Nadar. He claims it's mamashufus. He claims it's no different from any other mamashufus. The technical details, how you're going to dispose of it, how you're going to put out the trash, those are technical details. The ketzos was involved with the technical details. He viewed shul as mamash, plain simple mamashufus. Now the Sefer Gudah disagree. Sefer Gudah said it's mamon hektish. So I hope that the Sefer Gudah, then the question doesn't get off the ground. The ketzos has the kasha.
How does he learn that and that doesn't find difference between Yahid and Ramban?
Yeah, that's what we're going to get. We're going to have to answer what the answer is. So again, let's just chazruk. We have the Ramban, and we're really, really excited about the Ramban because it really opened up our eyes. It helped, strangely enough, it helped the Ketzos' kasha and helped the Mishnah Yavis' kasha. We were thrilled with the Ramban. But now the Ketzos is turning around to us 100 simanim later and saying, wait, I'm not even sure it's right because of his preconception of what, based on the Gemara Nadar, what Mamon Rishul is. If you disagree with that preconception, then the whole question is not a question. Some of you may remember, I don't remember, this goes back a couple of years ago, some of you may remember, I gave a shiur at the right after Pesach, I think it was, about this machlokes, the Ketzos and the Aguda, and Mamash is Shaila Halacha L'maisa that I got the night after Pesach. Ever remember this one? It's a trivial one. before your time, but I got a call from a Rav from a different shul, not in the Tivik area. A Rav called me frantic right after Pesach that they remembered, they realized that the shul never sold the chametz. The shul forgot. The shul forgot to sell the chametz. So they said to the guy, what do you got? I got three challah rolls in the freezer, so I threw them out. Said to me, Rabbi, said, no, we got stashed away. I don't want to discuss the details, but he said there was plenty of chametz that was stashed away. A lot of schnapps was stashed away, and it was not sold. But what's the din? Is that chametz or pesach or not? So I think the answer to that question is it's only chametz or pesach. The Gemara says if somebody violated by Ravei Matzei. Did anybody violate by Ravei Matzei?
Depends.
I thought Mimonoshach is okay, I'll tell you why. If you hold, like the Sefer Gudah, that a shul is mom and hektish, the shul doesn't even have to sell the chametz. It's kodesh tikkun chametz. It's not personal chametz.
The Gudah men shall hektish?
No, but it doesn't have to be mamashah. It's not shalcha. There's no owner, really. There's no personal owner on it. But if you hold like the ketzos is mamon shufin, if you have 10 guys buy a bottle of schnapps, of course they have to get rid of it. 10 guys are partners in a pizza store, of course they have to sell the chametz. So I thought, no, it's still okay. You know why? Every one of the members
sold
their own chametz. And it says in the Mechilas Chametz sheets, I'm selling chametz anywhere it is. I'm delineating these places, but just in case I forgot, all chametz I know. So Mr. Cohn sold his half a bottle of schnapps in the shul that belongs to Mr. Lee. Everyone sold. Ella, what are you nervous about? Something nervous about. That could be there are paying members of the shul who are what? We're not so from. We're not necessarily selling the chametz. So I thought, it doesn't matter. It's no worse than whenever shul sells the chametz. What, we have a membership meeting before Erev Pesach to get everyone there? The president comes to the Erev Pesach and sells the shul. It sells the chametz. What? Whoever's delegated by the shul to sell the chametz. So to over here is that it's understood that whatever chametz is sitting in the cabinets is going to be sold by whoever's in charge of selling the chametz. So I thought Mamon Hashach, that if it's Mamon Hashufin, you're covered by the Mechiris chametz and the Balbatim. If it's Mamon Hektesh, then you don't need a Mechiris chametz in the first place. So Ramata b'diyevet. Chametz Mamon Pesach, Shtikul Torah, Ramata, the chametz b'diyevet. But that's
just still, nowadays you have an entity. So yeah. you have a 501c3 that owns.
Right.
So does that entity
so
have
great,
its own?
Right. That's part of the question. Corporation. That's a general corporation kind of shallows, right? Those kinds of shallows, right.
Corporation still also has
bylaws. Right, but that's the question. There's no personal liability. It's like a ribbous issue. So they get a lot of these kinds of things, right.
Corporate.
A 501c3 is even better. There's nobody.
And corporations are people.
What? The people?
They're not Jewish. He wants to debate a Supreme Court issue.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I have to say, you're already way beyond my scope of this discussion right now. Okay, anyway, get back to that story. Let's go back to Yush and Aveda, back to our discussion. So the Ketzos is a big problem. To solve this problem, the Ketzos went back to the Ramban and reread the Ramban. Says the Ketzos, we misunderstood what the Ramban means. Yes, it's true that the Ramban meant to say that it's the mitzvah of Shomer HaVeda that creates the status of a Shomer HaVeda, and a Shomer Aveda, Yush won't be Chal, because the other, it's all true. But not because it's Bishus Habaylim. That's not really a problem. There is no Ikum. There is no impediment to Yush being Bishus Habaylim. You know what the problem, the real emissary problem is? You got the wrong guy, B'Mis Yash. What does it mean? When you're my shoyer, Yadik Yadabayl means who's in control now? Who's in charge of the item now? You're in charge. How does it help that I'm going to be B'Mis Yash? It's the wrong B'Mis Yash. Yadik Yadabayl just simply means that the person who has authority over this object has to express the yush. The Bailam is no longer has the authority because he's the Torah has delegated that authority to the Shomer. Once the Shomer kicks in, it's Yaduk Yad Bailam that we accept. We don't have to stand that principle, Yaduk Yad Bailam. Once it's Yaduk Yad Bailam, he determines whether this yush or not, not the original Bailam. And that's the problem. That's the chisaron. But just because something is Bishusi, Vishtek, where does it say you can't be Bishayash? So you can be B'Siyash on money in your own shul, even though I'm a full-paying member of my shul. But I can't be B'Siyash on something that's sitting on my Shomer Aveda. But the Shtichel Torah still works. Because by the Gazlan and by the Shofar Nohar, he's not a Shomer Aveda. He's not a Shomer Aveda. He's not, you're not, so the same Shtichel Torah is good. The Ketoy saved himself. The Shtichel Torah is good. We're good to go. Everything fits in. The only thing is that you have to tweak a little bit, that it's not the Chisaron of Rishus, it's a Chisaron of Yaduk Yad Abaylam, it's the wrong guy being Mesiyash. Can somebody convince me that's what the Rambam is saying? Please, please, please try to help me. Convince me that's what the Rambam is saying. The Chiyus Kav the Hilik Tzais, I don't see it in the words of the Rambam. Reading third time, the Bishlam Hechash and all the Torahs of Eidel Alona, Eav Shalik Dos B'Yush, Reshi Yaduk Yad Abaylam, Vishom Esachar Shalahem Hu. If the Rambam would have stopped right then and there, the Ketzos would have been, I think, okay. Hugachli Ola Nikas B'Yush Hoil V'Yeshna B'Rishus Habaylam. According to the Ketzos' revamped reading of the Rambam, those last three words are kind of almost like misleading words. That's not really the problem. He already said the punchline. The real punchline was Yaduk Yad Habaylam, and therefore you're not in charge. And Hol B'Rishus Rambam is it's hanging loose. It doesn't flow, no?
Even in general. Let's say, for example, I give something to somebody to watch for me. Yeah. I can't go ahead and sell that item.
Yeah, right. I don't understand the B'chol. Right. You can. Unless you can.
So I can sell it, but I can't be... I can't.
Yeah. It's a very strange idea. Yeah, I don't understand. Again, I argue with it. I don't understand it. I don't see... No, in the words, it doesn't seem to read. So what's the... If we don't want to go down, we don't want to... We need the Ketzos because he discovered the Ravan for us. But we have to still solve this problem for the shul, unless you want to fall back on the Aguda and say the kasha was the kasha. So the Nesivus responded back to the Ketzos and says, he doesn't think the kasha was a good kasha, b'chol. He doesn't think the kasha from the shul was a valid kasha. Because the Nesivus says that, what are those words mean? The Rabban really meant what he said. You can't be b'siyash on something that's b'shuscha. Why not? Why can't I look at this Gemara in the face and say, hini b'chol zorim b'siyash? Everyone seems to agree that's ridiculous. That's Rambam Taylor. What is Rambam Taylor?
Contrary to the Metzius.
Oh, what is the Metzius? What does the Metzius have to be?
Mamunu Hayab, Mamunu Habiba.
Oh, wait. It says something in Mamun. What does it have to be? What does it have to be? Why can't I just say, I'm a Siyai Shunis Gimel? Thank you very much.
Karov. How is Karov Le Mamunu?
But, close. Let's see if we can come up with the Hagdara.
The mamun's lost.
Oh, that's the key word. Yush. Well, listen, what are the words yush mean? Vayel chisar and kis. Woe to me that I lost my money. That's what yush means. Yeah, yush is like a not have care.
Something which is in front of you.
You can't be misyash in something that's not lost. That's the bottom line. It's
but
not
what you... But you can relinquish.
You can be mafkir.
But it's not
hefkir.
But if you can be mafkir,
No. Wait. That, you're going to have to wait till next week. The difference is in yush and hefkir. Okay? So you can't be misyayish from something that's not lost. That's the yisod, says the Nesivus. Now, what's called loss for me? What's not called loss for me? If you, the Motzi Aveda, picked up my item, and the Rebbeinu Shalom slapped you with the status of a Shemra Veda, you're me. My item, I'm not lost anymore. My item is very, very under very, no pun intended, very good hands. I'm in the hands of the Hashem Shem Lechicha. It's not lost. Once the other guy picks it up, it becomes a Shemra Veda. It's not over me, man. It's not over me, man. It was far. What's my Yish?
You don't know that.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The Metzius Advarim is Yish is in Taiface on a Dovar that's not over. That whole institution of Yish doesn't make any sense. It's not Hefker.
Differentiating the emotional Yish from the halakhic.
Emotion we leave for the psychologists. We're focusing on the halakhic status. This Chalishem of Yish, this Parshas Atayim of Yish, this only makes sense by a Dovar over.
So in point of fact, supposing I gave something to somebody to watch, I'm going to use a
and now I want to be Messiah.
And then I forgot that I gave it to you. I can't be
right. That's right. That's right. That is right. You're 100% right.
I mean, I totally don't know where it
that
is.
That is right.
I can't give up hope.
A thousand, that's exactly
I mean, I could give up hope psychologically,
right,
but it's not
right.
Tophis.
That's what Shteyn Ramban. Ramban said, I said, I'm blaming the Ramban. Ramban said, right? So Abba Zoyev, so says the Nesivis. Now we understand why the cash in the shul is b'chol not a cash. A shul is my property. It's my halachic mishus. It's not a gain. No sefer agudas, no maislach, no 501c3. It's mom and I should fit 100%. But bottom line, I dropped my nickel in the middle of, the middle of B'nai Yeshua, and after davening's over on Shabbos morning, 800 people trampling on my, not Shabbos morning, scratch that. I dropped my,
Hanukkah
morning. Hanukkah morning. I got 500 minyan in bag. I dropped my, I was going to say it to Daf Yomi, but I don't know who owns MetLife. I dropped my money in the shul with 1,000 people walking all over the place. That's not enough. Ain't this as the receivers? Ain't the Chadav Rabbi made a Golomizah. What do you mean, Rabbi? It's in my rishos. So the guy screamed, the chaser screamed back in the sivus. It's in my rishos. So what does the sivus say? That's irrelevant. Rishos is not the gerim for the iyush. Rishos is a way to measure is it a shemer aved or not. So the Ramban coined the phrase that a shemer is b'shus yadakir the bailim and the item is b'rishos ha bailim. So once the item is b'shus ha bailim, the male is not chalam the shemer aved. It's nishken shemer aved. The male you can't be misyayish from. But in the case of the shul, it's in my halachic rishus. Asma. It's still offered me many. It's offered me many. Yish can take effect. So the shul is not a steerer to the Ramban, even if you don't want to fall back on the Sefer HaKudim. So when all the dust settles, we need this Ramban, because if you don't have the Ramban, then nothing fits. The Kashan of Gezeil doesn't fit, the Kashan of Fenar doesn't fit, Rashi doesn't fit, nothing fits. So we need this Ramban to remain intact. We had a little bit of a wrinkle in the Ramban. It tells us raise that red flag and came with another shot that we had a little hard, we had difficulty putting into the words of the Ramban. And then we saw the Nesivos who deflected the Kasha and entirely rereading what the real Chisar of Enim B'Shusim was. But at the end of the day, everything's hinging upon this Ramban. That's the bottom line. It all depends upon the Ramban. Rabbi say, let's take a look at Tosfos on Samach Vav Amud Aleph and Bava Kamma.
One question about that. Supposing I own the property and I allow the public to walk through it as a shortcut. And it's still my property. I have a fence on each side, whatever I need. But it's also used as a thoroughfare. Is that considered b'rishus?
That's a tricky, tricky question. The whole sugya about once you give a highway through your property, it's not so posh you can take that back again. That's very, very tricky. Not so pashut. Not so. It's a complicated shaila. The mumminess. It's a meitashah. Zikir barabim. Not so simple at all. But let's take a look at the Tosfos back in Samach Vav Amud Aleph. I'm going to take one line out of the Tosfos. The Tosfos is the second to the bottom of the Tosfos. Hachanami came to the Yaish. Tosfos is discussing Yush post picking up. That's the topic of Tosfos. Yush post picking up. Tosfos says, the second to last line of Tosfos, you want to know why you want to know why if you picked up something before Yush, why the Yush won't work? Listen to the four words that Tosfos says. Hoil ukvar nischayev behashava. Tosfos says, you know why Yush post doesn't work? because you became chayiv in hashava. I'm not sure yet what that does mean, but I'll tell you what it doesn't mean. What does it not mean?
Ramban.
Doesn't mean the Ramban. Not by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I can't, because we base the whole Ramban on the fact that it's in his rishus because of...
100%, but then, Ika chasim in a sefer in Tosis. Tosis should have said, if Tosis would have said, hold the kvarnis chayvi ha-shava, v'ayidei kach nasa shom evi yadu ki yadu v'einu b'shem, that would have been good. But just to tell me and leave us, you know, gasping, don't forget, Tosis wrote before the Ramban was born. So Tosis tells us, hold the kvarnis chayvi ha-shava, therefore yish doesn't work. My, what does it mean? What do those words mean? So I can tell you what Tosis is not saying. They're not saying the Rabbans, you say. Bechlav, Tosis is saying a different side of the Gamri. Tosis is saying something along the lines of as follows. Once you become chayv as a gavra, you have a mitzvah shava. So what do you mean yush? What do those words mean? What do those words mean? Yush is going to give you what? I'm a chayv in Hashem. I have a chayv. I woke up the morning, I have to put on shalom. Comes the first, comes Allah Sashachav Hashem, I have to go shalom. I have a mitzvah. I'm a chayv in mitzvah X. The other guy's yush is going to be mafkir that mitzvah based on what? So hold this chayv, a gavra be'ashava. It's not shatot by yush. Yush, you could talk about pre. Yush could be something. If the Baal of Messiah from it, then you could have a chiddush. The mitzvah shavas aveda wasn't given on something that the guy was Messiah from. But once the mitzvah shavas aveda kicked in, it's a done deal. It's over.
Is there any nafkamina between the two?
Yeah. I don't know much. What are you talking about? But yeah.
So once you give a name to
once I'm chayv, once I'm chayv.
So why this? Why then we have no problem? Once we have the name Gazdan on it.
Oh, wait. Hold on, look at the Gazal boy. This Tosis is primarily by Aveda, but now I'm going to steal what you just said. Okay? I'm going to plug it into Gazal, okay? I need you.
Chiyuv never takes
place. So, L'chora, Tosis says that the same Chisaron of Yush, I'm sorry, the same Chisaron of Yush post Chiyuv HaShava is true by Aveda, and is also true by Gazela. Because what's Tosa saying? Tosa is the favorite. That once you're chayv in a shava, yush cannot be mafkir a mitzvah hashava. What would that have meant for yush to be kona? What would the words have meant by a gazlan? When I steal something, and let's play a game that yush is kona. What does that mean? Means I don't have to pay back? What does that mean? Of course I have to pay back. It just means that I get to keep the item itself. Isn't the paying back a mitzvah hashava? What's the clear answer for the Tosis? That's it's a what? It's a chomis tashlumen. Hashavas hagazela means veheishiv as hagazela asher gozel. If you return the item, dos is hashava. If something happened to the item, to raise a coffin, something shiny happened, it got lost, and now the Torah says you have to pay cash, that's not the mitzvah himim luchumim hashavas hagazela. Hashavas hagazela is pshuto kebashmo the chefetz itself.
So it's like stealing it sets up a debt.
Correct. That's perfect. 100%.
And the debt can be satisfied.
That's
by
right. By paying
an object.
That's
but the essence of what's going on is a debt is being.
Otazor. So maybe could you pass me just a sefer in Ezekiel? The Ram sefer in Ezekiel. Oh, it's an extra. One of them closer to
the Frankels.
Ezekiel should be in there somewhere. This. So remember we just said this Tosis. Tosis just said that when you return the item, that's called Ashava. And if you're merely going to pay the cash, that's not Ashava. Just listen to the first Rambam. I didn't put it in the room. Break Alf Lach Alf Lach is Gezela. I don't think I put it on, right?
No.
Okay. Kola goes was chaveira shavapruta over below sassi shavalo sixo. Over the a look at a love there. You're not chayav malchus for gezela. Why? Shall we have kosov nitkol asay? It's a love that you have to rectify in asay. She im gozel chayav lachzir. She never heishel gezel she gozel. So mitzvah asay. So far so good. The afilu sarf a gezela. What if the guy stole and he burnt the item? So what's the Rambam obviously anticipating? You're going to ask him. Hey, wait a second. he can't do the asa anymore. Rav says, no, I don't like it. Why? Sherehu chayav l'shalim dameha v'cholav shenita v'tashmumen ein lokin olav. What did the Rav just tell us? That there are two klolim. There's a lav in the tekli asa, and there's a lav in the tekli v'tashmumen. What did the Rambam not say? The Rambam could have said, they're both lav in the tekli. The Rambam could have said, afal pisha sarfo, afilu hachi, chayav l'shalim shenem v'heshav z'gzeila. Is that one from the Rambam? We see from the Rambam the fact that the Rambam broke it into two categories. That the Rambam's right on target with this tosis. Paying cash for the gzeila that's not being returned the end is a nice thing. You mechuyev to do al tashlumin, but it's not a shavas gzeila. Not all Rishonim agreed to this. So this tosis is an eye opener again in some of the sugyas of gzeila. Getting back to our sugya, we still haven't fine tuned 100% yush by aveda, and in order to be able to go back to Masechta Sukkah. To know whether the Yush does work or doesn't work by Gezela, we still have a little bit more work to do on Yush and Aveda / Gezela. Hopefully, that's Shem in the next year. We'll try to put the final piece of the Yush story together to get a little bit. I didn't even read the Gemara Sukkah tonight because I had a feeling I wasn't going to read anything from it. But again, this is all the Hakdama of the Hakdama to understand the godless of that line of the Gemara. How can you be Yush? What was that all about? Hopefully, that's Shem next year. We'll continue.